Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents We Few, U.S. Special Forces in Vietnam, by Nick Brockhausen, narrated by George Spelvin. But we in it shall be remembered, we few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother. Henry V. William Shakespeare. Author's Note. This book is the first of two detailing the actions and experiences of a small group of Americans and their indigenous allies who were the backbone of ground reconnaissance in the Republic of Vietnam during the war. The unit that is described here was part of MACVSOG, Military Assistance Command Vietnam Studies and Observations Group, or Studies and Observations Group, as it was innocuously called. In the 8 years that it existed, the small recon companies that were the center of its activities conducted some of the most dangerous and daring missions of the war. Originally conceived as a unit capable of infiltrating the heart of the areas controlled by the North Vietnamese in both Laos and Vietnam, it expanded its reach to North Vietnam, Cambodia, and a few other places best left unmentioned. During that time, the companies never exceeded more than 30 Americans, yet they were the best source for the enemy's disposition and were key to the U.S. military being able to take the war to the enemy through the air and on the ground. This was accomplished by utilizing new and innovative technology, but also heavily relied on the ability of the individual team members being able to use tactics as old as those from the French and Indian Wars. In that process, this small unit racked up one of the most impressive records of awards for valor of any unit in the history of the United States Army. It came at a terrible price, however. The number of wounded and killed in action resulted in the computation of a life expectancy that was measured in a matter of a few months. Those missions today seem suicidal. In 1970, they seemed equally so, yet these men went out day after day with their indigenous allies, consisting of Montagnard tribesmen, Vietnamese and Chinese Nungs, and faced the challenges with courage and resolve. After the fall of the Republic of Vietnam, the indigenous survivors faced persecution and, in some cases, wholesale execution. Today, the Montagnard minority is still being persecuted by the central government as their traditional life is being robbed, along with the resources of their homelands in the mountains of Vietnam and Laos. In the end, the communist regimes seem determined to wipe out these amazing people. For their devotion to our cause and to the very standards that we hold as sacred, they were abandoned through political compromise and, except for a few staunch allies in this country consisting of Special Forces veterans, were left to become one more victim of tyranny. That terrible price for fidelity and devotion to duty is not yet fully paid. Those veterans of CCN are a diverse lot. Some came home and did as our forefathers before have done war after war. They picked up where their lives had left off and became citizens and pursued a life outside the military. Others stayed in the harness and acquitted themselves with honor and distinction in the wars and conflicts since. Some have risen to positions of power and influence, and others have become examples of the bedrock of American society, average men with families, kids, mortgages, and the loves and woes of just being. Others were not so lucky. Some sought solace in the bottle and welded the cap on tight, sinking into dependency to numb the pain of surviving and the horrible scar that war puts on your soul. Some sought solace in isolation, away from the demands of society. These are still our casualties, and as brothers, we continue to reach out to them, for we are the only ones that really understand. The majority of us, through hard living and age, have lost that lean hardness that combat gives you, but we share a set of common traits. We are